Socializing for the Greater Good on this moment of Indiana history. Women's clubs came into prominence in New England in the 1860s. The clubs not only allowed women to socialize, but to advance their education beyond its usual eighth grade terminus, and to organize on behalf of civic causes, from public health to the advancement of the arts to universal suffrage. By 1900, almost 5% of all women nationwide were affiliated with a women's club. Women's clubs began to appear early in Indiana state history. As early as 1825, the Female Social Society was founded in the short-lived utopian community of New Harmony, and the Edgeworthian Society met in Bloomington in 1841. Later in this century, the Zerelda Society of Warsaw promoted women's education, and the Ladies Piano Club of Salem and Lebanon's Florentine Club cultivated an appreciation for music and art, respectively. The ranks of these clubs were filled mostly with white, upper-middle-class women with domestic help. At the same time, though, black women in Indiana, most of whom worked outside of the home, were organizing into such groups as the Florence Nightingale Club and the Dressmakers Relief Club. Founded as a literary club for black women in Indianapolis in 1903, the Women's Improvement Club shifted its mission to address the treatment of tuberculosis and the training of black nurses. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. To hear previous programs and for more information, visit our website at momentofindianahistory.org.